Good morning. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the morning news. Cannabis, cocaine, and alcohol. This explosive mixture was revealed by the autopsy of the Orly Airport assailant. The toxicological blood test carried out at the end of the autopsy showed a concentration of alcohol of 0.93 grams per liter of blood and the presence of different drugs. His actions had triggered a large-scale police mobilization Saturday in the Paris airport. The big presidential debate is tonight. Five candidates side by side in a sober decor and broadcast only on TF1. It's the first time in the Fifth Republic that the favorite candidates accept to debate face to face. The primaries had proved that viewers appreciated such debates. The channel even hopes to beat audience records. The left is gathering its supporters after 130,000 people, according to organizers, on Saturday in Paris for Jean-Luc Mélenchon. Yesterday, it was Benoît Hamon who revitalized his campaign. His great meeting in Bercy was full. Surrounded by Najat Vallaud-Belkacem and Christine Taubira, he denounced the party of money. Galvanized by yesterday's crowd, Benoît Hamon remains nonetheless behind in the polls. In a Kantar Sofre poll, the PS candidate is at 12%, tied with Jean-Luc Mélenchon. Marine Le Pen and Emmanuel Macron are both at 26% of voting intentions, and as for François Fillon, he remains third with 17%. $60 billion to help sub-Saharan Africa. As famine hits this part of the world, the World Bank has decided to invest over the next 3 years. Over 400 projects in support of education, health, drinkable water, or even agriculture will be priorities. In soccer, PSG, four-times champion and title holder, won at home last night against Lyon 2-1 at the end of the 30th day of Ligue 1 and remains 3 points behind the leading team of Monaco, which had won earlier against Caen 3-0. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves Radio.